Bonnie in Utah needs some help in the kitchen. What can we do for you today?
Yes, I need some tips for installing a garbage disposal.
Okay. Now, is this a new one or are you replacing one?
I'm replacing one.
All right. Well, that's good because it's a lot easier project to do. Do you have a new one in mind? Did you pick it up yet?
Yes, I have. I have measured the center line, the width, or excuse me, width, height, and they all line up.
Okay.
The existing P-trap and discharge tube are going to line up.
Mm-hmm.
I do need to knock out the dishwasher plug from the unit. And that
right.
Sounds scary.
Yeah, that's pretty easy to do.
The power source is a plug cord, and I have a GFI plug and switch set up.
Well, it sounds like this is going to be a really easy project for you to do. I mean, it's basically you're going to disassemble what you have and install a new one in the same way. One of the nice things is that you already have the snap ring in place. That's the sort of piece of hardware that is at the bottom of the sink that where the garbage disposer actually attaches to it. That's fairly universal, so you won't have to replace that. So I think you can basically go piece for piece, pipe for pipe, screw for screw, and pull out the old one and put in the new one. This is not a hard job to do.
What do you have to turn off? Do you have to turn off the circuits? Do you have to turn off the water? What are the steps there?
It's a plug-in situation, so all you have to do is unplug it. And because we're talking about the drain, just make sure nobody runs the water while you're under there. And, you know, there's nothing to be worried about. You know, when you take apart the trap, you're going to have some water that'll pour out of it, but not so much. You have a couple of towels underneath, and you'll be okay.
Sounds good. Well, I appreciate your help.
You're very welcome, Bonnie. Thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEYPIT.